Right then, I don't think this is gonna work. Right, let's go. I'm driving a Mercedes. Turn the heat up a bit. Yeah, I'm driving a Mercedes at the minute. It's a little B-class Mercedes, a B180. And that's because 2 weeks ago today, someone decided to pull out on us. And as Sarah and I were driving up to Birmingham, but only 4 miles down the road, somebody pulled out of a side street. Due to the road conditions, I couldn't stop in time, and we collided. Entirely his fault. He didn't even, on his side of the road, he should have stopped at the stop line. And when he turned right into my path, he wasn't even looking in my direction. He was looking left, which is ridiculous. Anyway, not a great deal of damage to our car, but it'll cost a lot to fix because, you know, all of the sensors on the front bumper will need to be replaced and whatnot, and also front bumper and a front left fog light. And his car, 2001 registration, what did he have? An Audi A4, an older one. Where am I going here? Let's go this way. It knocked his bumper off and kind of pushed the opposite wing out and blah blah blah. His looked terrible compared to mine. But anyway, that's that. So the car is away, getting repaired, and this is the courtesy car that's been dropped off. What's a hire car really? That's been dropped off care of his insurance. So. It's a little B-class Mercedes. I really like it. It's a little bit small for, kind of our family. The three kids kind of struggle to get in the back to all together, and the boot is quite small. Leather interior. It's automatic. They've taken the sat-nav SD card out. They've also taken a spare wheel and the tools, just in case they get pinched. But it's automatic, it's leather heated seats, it's got tons of extra things on it, like it reverse parks itself, reverse parallel parks itself. It's got that intelligent warning to say that you're too close to the car in front and blah blah blah. It's got tons of really clever stuff on it. I quite like it, and to be honest, the comfort in for the certainly the driver is really good. And I estimate, this is probably a fairly bog standard B class. But that's that. So Monday the 1st of December, wrong, not Monday, was it Thursday? Yeah, Thursday the 1st of December was my last day serving in the British Army as a special investigator in the Royal Military Police. And now I can talk about it all. Whereas before I couldn't really talk about stuff. But I have been medically discharged after 20 years, 5 months and 6 days of service to the Crown. Discharged for post-traumatic PTSD, for God's sake, post-traumatic stress disorder and depression as a result of that. So I am now a mister, I am a veteran, and I'm also unemployed. Which is, I don't think it's sunk in yet, and to be honest, I don't think it's ever going to sink in, because the Army way of life is what I've known for more than 20 years. I was in the Army Cadets, and then I did a stint with the Territorial Army, before joining the regular Army, as a professional soldier. So, I've been kind of indoctrinated ever since I was 13 years old into army life, and I would like to say it's a strange feeling, but you know, the army to me in the last 5 years, when I started going downhill, was really a ball and chain around my ankle, and you know, my kind of low mood and ill feeling were getting worse and worse and worse until that breakdown I had last February. So I'm out of the army now, medically discharged. Still got all of the shame to do with that. I can talk about it on here because there's no one here, and you know, there's only a very select people that probably listen to this anyway. So I'm still obviously getting to grips with it, but I've had really good psychotherapy. My psychologist is brilliant, really, really nice lady, and very, very, very empathetic. My psychiatrist is a South African man who's mad as a box of frogs. I find him funny, and he's camp as a flipping maypole. And where are you going, son? Oh my goodness, everybody's turning up here. Right, so we've so I'm out of the army. We're going to live in Thirsk in North Yorkshire. You absolute clown. Oh god, drive. What is she doing? Watch out, stupid woman. She's driving right towards me and not looking where she's going. Stupid woman. Reverse. All the controls, the gear controls are on like a stalk on the right hand side of the steering wheel. It's really bizarre. Put the car into park, you push a button on the end of the stalk. It's quite nifty, really. I quite enjoy it. Hang on, I'm going to fuel up, park. I'm going to fuel up and I'll get back to you in a second. See ya. Right, I'm back, fueled up. Ridiculous. As soon as the price goes down, you know, for fuel, oh, people are like blinking locusts. I'm just driving away from the vet, but they're in the out of hours service now, so she won't see me. And it's to pay the bill for Jasper's euthanization. Jasper, our younger cat, was not very well about a month ago, and his condition had deteriorated over the space of a couple of years, and certainly in the last week before we had him put to sleep, he clearly wasn't very well. We knew that he had arthritis in his hips, and also he wasn't eating, he wasn't going out, he wasn't jumping, he was sleeping on the floor, which is completely abnormal, and he was drinking loads, but would frequently go out for a wee. So he had severe arthritis, and as it turned out, kidney failure, which is common in cats, I never knew that. And he was making this weird, like, coughing, sneezing, choking sound. It was quite nasty, to be honest. And the vet said, that sounds like lung cancer. He was in a seriously, seriously bad way. So he was put down. It was really strange. I've never had the experience of an animal being put down before. And it was sad. You know, I was quite emotional. And we decided not to have him cremated. And we buried him up on top of Kiwi Hill. We made him a nice grave. The children all put something in his grave. We said a few words, took some pictures, and it's a beautiful spot up on Kiwi Hill, as Adrian, who's at Turbo Stream, would agree. It's a beautiful spot up there. It's very, very, well, it's high up. You can see across Salisbury Plain. Beautiful sunrises, beautiful sunsets, and hopefully Jasper will rest in peace. He was a lovely cat. He was such a mischievous thing, but, you know. The thing is, we've just replaced Jasper yesterday. My wife really, really wanted another cat. And I didn't want to get any more animals before we moved up to Thirsk, which will hopefully happen before Christmas. But Sarah has, for want of a better phrase, rescued, I suppose, a four-month-old kitten from a family in Bournemouth. They moved into a flat and the landlord says no animals, and they can't put a, you know, cat, the cat can't get out, essentially. Nowhere to put a cat flap, etc, etc. So, but the landlord doesn't want animals. So, we went down to Bournemouth, brought him home last night. His original name was Pablo by his previous owners, but that's, we didn't find that was very fitting in our household. So we've called him James. He's a beautiful, beautiful white and kind of tortoiseshell. You know, I can't really... White, no, he's white and ginger, but he's predominantly white. He's beautiful little kitten, really, as you would expect. And so he's just getting used to our house at the minute. So that's James. So Sarah has officially finished childminding now. She's agreed to look after a little boy for a few more days until the little boy's mother goes on maternity leave on the 16th of December, and then that's her childminding career finished, complete. And Sarah and I are going to start our own business. We've laid all the groundwork down, all the foundations. Where am I going? I need to get bread. Right, okay. Yeah, we've laid the foundations down. We've done all our research. We'll gain a couple of qualifications in due course. But we're going to be professional dog walkers and pet sitters. Our business name will be, or is, Hambleton Pet Services. Hambleton being the district in which we'll live. And I'm really, really looking forward to it. It was self-evident with having PTSD that I couldn't work for anybody anymore, because anxiety just kicked in at the thought of the prospect, and I would turn into a bag of, I don't know, bag of nerves. I'm very emotional and all of the rest of the things that come with anxiety attacks, really bad anxiety attacks. I did a placement with a dog walker a couple of months ago, and I really, really enjoyed it. And the thing that got us, well, Sarah said about a year ago, just over a year ago, that I should think about a dog walking business. Oh, come on, Granda, for the love of God and all that's holy. And I kind of dismissed it. I thought, well, what a pathetic job. Dog walking is a massive, massive multi-million pound business industry. And I never realised this until a few months ago. So, super, super excited. Yes, we've got competition where we are, but, you know, gonna make it work. Gonna make it work. And I'm really, really looking forward to that. Still, there's obviously, as you're setting up your own business, there's still that kind of, what's the feeling? You know, that uncertainty about, you know, will we make enough money? Fortunately, you know, I get a gratuity for having left the services, which will hit the bank in the next few weeks. So we're not really worried about money, because being in the army is a bloody good wage. But now it's going to be completely different. Different line of work, different place to live. Although we're very, very familiar with Thirsk. My brother-in-law and his wife live in Thirsk. Actually, hence why we've moved there. Or hence the only reason we could move there. So there are a lot of things to do, but we can't do them until we move, really. I've been talking to Sarah about when we should. I've done a website and a Twitter and the Instagram and the Facebook page. So it's just deciding when to make that live and start drawing people in. I think we could do it now, really. I think, you know. So I'll probably jump on that tomorrow. But the problem is we still don't know really when we'll... In fact, actually, what am I talking about? We're going to make the page live kind of when we find out when we're moving. So we're actually a couple of weeks down the line yet. Maybe 3 weeks down the line. Exciting times. I'm looking forward to it. It's, as I said at the start, I haven't really... You know, I'm a mister now. I'm not a staff sergeant anymore. I can't really let that sink in. Although I will say that, you know, the military hasn't got any holding over me now. I can do as I please. I don't have to, you know, none of this yes sir, no sir, and blah, 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 blah. So I'm kind of a lot happier as a result. It's a strange feeling. Right, goodness. Isn't the sun hot? Even on these cool... Actually, it's 7 degrees, which is warm. Fresh start, clean... Oh, well done. Don't you just hate it when people pull out in front of you at a roundabout? You absolute clown. He's putting his seatbelt on, and so invariably he hasn't got control of the vehicle. Goodness me. I want the fresh start. I want the clean slate. It will make me feel a lot better. I've still got some issues that are connected with living down here, living amongst the military community, and, you know, seeing people in uniform. I'm not too happy about those things at the minute. And so when we move, I'm pretty sure I'll be a bit more squared away. For goodness sake, I'm at Home Bargains and it's absolutely heaving. There's flipping people and cars around. Are you coming out? Are you coming out? Hang on. Let's reverse. You could have told us, missus. I'm clearly looking for a parking space. So this car has got a reversing camera, but it's about as much use as a chocolate fire guard. So, yeah. So that's what's happening in our world at the minute. And, I don't know. Still early days, of course. But I suppose back to the real world. I can't really say back to, because I don't remember what the real world was like. But now, you know, now I can talk about my military history openly, because as a special investigator, so technically like a detective in the army, you know, there were things that I couldn't talk about for legal and security reasons, but now I can. And I've been advised by my... I shouldn't say advised. I've been encouraged by one of the CPNs that I was seeing to write my memoirs. and publish them. So I'm thinking about doing that, actually. And so time will tell. Time will tell. Okay, going into Home Bargains. It's been nice talking. 20 minutes. See ya.